And then Golden's was a wonderful women's store. That was quality merchandise too, and people came from all over the country to Golden's to buy clothing.
Now that I have heard that, but it's just so hard to even imagine.
Yes.
I mean, it was like, is it like the bridal universe? Or?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Yes, but Mr. Okay. Golden sent his women, his clerks, to New York to get the latest styles and to bring back. They knew what people wanted, and that's what they got. And they all wore black dresses.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Golden's first name was Adolph Golden. And right. Adolph Golden was known throughout the whole state. Mm-hmm. Adolph Golden also had racehorses.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, he had one that was a racehorse of the year. Adios Butler was its name.
I was working at the Park Hotel when I got married, and old Adolph came behind the desk and gave me a great big kiss when I got married.
A lot of his business came because of the service he gave to the people.
Right.
Because my brother worked there in high school, and a lot of the times he was busy taking dresses that a lady would call up and say, I got a party on Saturday or Sunday, whatever, I need this and this kind of a dress. He'd take three or four dresses to her house. She'd try them all on, pick the ones she wanted, and call them up, and he'd go pick them up and take them back. And they did that all the time. They had a lot of customers that way.
They kept a seamstress on the job, too.
Well, what about your bell that was always ringing outside? Was that just at Christmas time at Golden's?